Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The second baseman, Casey Kendall. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Thomey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting sixth. The DH, Brian Giles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chad Ogea. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting seventh. The third baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Luis Polonia. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a line drive into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall hits a line drive towards third. Surhoff reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thomey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnitz. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field. Burnitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Burnitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards third. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Polonia for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Alomar moves to third. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar tags and scores. Anderson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Anderson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tomey is 0 for 1 in the game. Tomey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray strikes out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff strikes out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Giles moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alomar scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Giles moves to third. 2 outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson, who is chasing the ball. Espinoza reaches third base with a triple. Giles scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Espinoza scores. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Hoyles and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polonia is 0 for 1 in the game. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brady Anderson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Mike Devereaux pinch runs for Brady Anderson. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Palmeiro hits a pop-up towards short. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bonilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kendale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Devereaux now playing center field. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendale is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendale hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Orioles, 3. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Giles reaches second base with a double. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Erickson, and towards Ripken, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Giles moves to third. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Espinoza is hit by the pitch. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Espinoza. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Espinoza steals second. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polonia is 0 for 2 in the game. Polonia strikes out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar strikes out. Alomar drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alomar out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall strikes out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thome strikes out. Two outs. Alan Mills now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Palmeiro is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bobby Bonilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bonilla hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Randy Myers now pitching. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Myers picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Myers. Giles moves to second. Manny Ramirez pinch hits for Jeremy Burnett's. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is walked intentionally. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar bunts towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Giles moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Espinoza strikes out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Manny Ramirez now playing right field. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray strikes out. 1 out. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Shuey now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thome is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball for an out. 2 outs. Mark Carrion pinch hits for Brian Giles. Mark Kerrion is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kerrion hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Polonia. Kerrion reaches second base with a double. Franco moves to third. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ramirez is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez is walked intentionally. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Polonia is 0-3 in the game. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chuy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alomar is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Devereaux is 0-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Palmeiro is 0-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Palmeiro takes first base on ball 4. Devereaux moves to second. Bobby Bonilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bonilla is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Krivda now pitching. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Espinoza is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Espinoza for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton is 1-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lofton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kendall is 1-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kendall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ripken is 0-4 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Murray is 0-4 in the game. Murray strikes out. There goes Ripken. The throw from Alomar to Espinoza, and Ripken is out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Surhoff is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thome is 1-5 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garrett Stevenson now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Franco is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Carrion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 4 in the game. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Manny Alexander pinch runs for Chris Hoyles. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polonia is 0 for 4 in the game. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Polonia trying to get to third. Lofton throws the ball into Tomy, who tags Polonia for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Zahn now catching. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Espinoza bunts in front of the plate. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lofton bunts towards third. Surhoff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alomar moves to third. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendale is 1 for 6 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kendale strikes out. There goes Lofton. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomy is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Tomy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. With two walks, Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.